From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Back in December, in an interview with Yahoo News, President Obama said this about the possibility of him visiting Cuba in 2016.
I am very much interested in going to Cuba, but I think the conditions have to be right.
Most people thought he meant he first wanted to see more democratic and economic change on the island. Since then, Cuban President Raul Castro has not announced any sort of reform like allowing freer political speech, multi-party elections, or giving Cubans full internet access. But on Thursday, the White House nonetheless confirmed that Obama will make a two-day visit to Cuba next month. And not surprisingly, reaction here in South Florida was swift.
I think it's a slap in the face to all the victims of the tyranny.
Barack Obama gives hope to millions of Cubans who have wanted a change.
That's Miami Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton and former Miami Congressman Joe Garcia. Both are Cuban Americans, but they reflect the divide in that community over Obama's year-long project to normalize relations with Cuba. Those were severed in 1961. Ross-Leighton is a Republican who represents Florida's 27th congressional district. She staunchly opposes Obama's new Cuba policy, and she says his Cuba trip betrays what he suggested in December, that Cuba should offer more change before a U.S. president takes the historic step of going there.
I'm really disappointed that the president is going to Cuba right now when there's been a massive increase in the number of detentions, arbitrary arrests. Nothing in Cuba has changed. So I think it's the wrong time for the wrong reasons. We're demanding nothing of the Castro regime.
Nor does Ross-Leighton believe the president's presence in Cuba will help galvanize change.
Popes have come and gone through Cuba, and some prisoners are released. And after the popes leave, those people are rearrested. And the same will happen with the President Obama's visit. Some good will come out of it, but only a temporary good, because the usual suspects will be rounded up and jailed again.
Garcia is a Democrat who's running again for the 26th district congressional seat he lost 2 years ago. He used to oppose engagement with Cuba, too, but he eventually decided that the half-century-long strategy of isolating the island had failed. Garcia concedes normalization hasn't exactly turned Cuba into a capitalist democracy yet, but he rejects the notion that Obama had no rationale for deciding it was time to go to Cuba.
The reality is things have changed. You're seeing more civil society, more space, more dissident groups, and more conflict. Things that did not happen in Cuba 20 years ago didn't happen 10 years ago where you'd get a 20-year sentence. Today happen every single day. And by the way, small businesses, entrepreneurs, and we've got to give those people more oxygen, more opportunity so that they can carve a space for themselves in Cuba.
And Garcia does believe that Obama touching down in Havana can generate the kind of momentum for change that three popes couldn't, especially since he'll be accompanied by his globally popular First Lady, Michelle Obama.
Barack Obama is 20 points more popular than any leader within Cuba. A country which has said that this is a racist nation, that this is a country that doesn't give opportunities. Here's an African American, a vibrant young president. They've got an octogenarian that's barely holding on to a country whose economy is collapsing. Listen, Cuba has nowhere to turn but here.
This debate isn't just playing out in the halls of Congress. On the ground in Miami, regular Cuban Americans are also trying to absorb the enormity of the first visit to Cuba by a sitting U.S. head of state in almost 90 years. Obama supporter Eduardo Paz pondered it while eating lunch at the El Exquisito restaurant in Little Havana.
Like the easing of diplomatic ties between the two countries, it's another positive step. So the next administration that comes would have a harder time rolling that back.
John Suarez, a leader at the Cuban Democratic Directorate in Miami, disagrees.
I think it's lamentable because President Obama is going to be legitimizing and being received by a military dictator.
Suarez was referring to Castro, with whom Obama will meet during his March 21st and 22nd visit, as well as members of civil society. But the Rolling Stones will be performing in Havana the night before Obama arrives, and the Tampa Bay Rays will play an exhibition baseball game against the Cuban national team while he's there. So at least he'll have some backup. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.